morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. Of course, we have a YouTube channel. You know, they killed our other one. We have one that's come up, and we got some stuff on there. And so we'd love for you to subscribe, a great way for us to connect and to listen when you're, you know, not live, if you don't want to listen live. So check that out. Sprouting, have you ever done it before? If not, why not? It's super easy. We're going to have a guest on later in the show, Steve Wahlberg, who's an expert in sprouting, sprouting with Steve. And he sent us some sprouts. We sprouted. My children have eaten it, so that's pretty cool. We'll talk about that on the second hour. Wait now is obviously one of our favorite and most important guests, certainly now more than ever, how important she is. Sherry Rogers, Dr. Sherry Rogers. She's a diplomat of the American Board of Family Practice, a fellow of the American College of Allergy and Immunology, and a diplomat of the American Academy of Environmental Medicine. She has lectured all over the world. She is known all over the world. She is desired all over the world for her brain, for her knowledge, for her passion. It's so good to have her on. Dr. Sherry Rogers, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Are you a loser?
Oh, there she is.
Hello.
Hey, there we are. I got you now. We got you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hi. I think we better show people what's going to happen, because already just a few hours ago, the United States has passed China in the number of cases. And, of course, you know, we don't have enough tests yet. We know why and how the U.S. is going to be slammed more than anybody else. We know where the virus enters the body and the cell. We know how to stop it from entering the cell, and that's what we want to talk about today, the practicalities of the whole thing.
Well, let's start there. You know, obviously started in China. We heard about China. They locked down the country, what have you. Let me ask you specifically about the lockdown procedures we've seen. As you, as a doctor, is this the best way to go about this virus? Does it have an effect, this semi-quarantine that we're under?
It certainly does, but there's so much more. There's most people in the United States are corona bait, and we want to show them today how to become corona-proof. And we know why the U.S. is going to get slammed more than anybody else. First of all, we are the number one most expensive healthcare system on the planet, but we're not number one, two, or three in health. We're way down on the list, number 43, and we know why. But the countries that already got slammed, Italy, France, Spain, Japan, Hong Kong, etc., they're in the top 10. So what makes the difference? And that's what we're going to talk about today. There are many ways, but we're going to just look at two of them.
Well, all right, let me interject. You know, we've heard that statistic a lot. It's a shocking statistic. I've never really explored any further with you. America's about 43rd in health in the world among developed
nations. This is from the Journal of the American Medical Association, yes.
Okay, so what is that? When you say they're 43rd in health compared to, I think Italy's in the top 10, I think France is somewhere around there. You know, what's the difference between 43rd and there in the top 10? Why are we so low? What specifically about here in America?
There are two major things that keep us low. First of all, how do you think researchers all across the world do their research on drugs? They first have to have like 500 rats with diabetes, 500 rats with high blood pressure, 500 rats with cataracts, 500 rats with Alzheimer's. How do they get these? They laugh at us. Because how they get it is they give them what we call the Western diet, the 7M. It's exactly how we eat in the United States, and nowhere else is that so prevalent. So researchers across the globe try to be polite. They don't call it the American diet. They call it the Western diet. And it includes seven factors, which are all spelled out in the 2019 Total Wellness newsletter, because I want to get on to how to help people heal and close up the gates that are allowing the virus to flood the system, the body of Americans.
Now, A couple people, not only yourself, I mean, I talked to you this morning, I've talked to you, you know, for the last few weeks, certainly a lot. I've been told that it's going to be worse in America than all the other countries, and you made that specific claim. Why is it that America is so susceptible? Why will it be worse here?
There are two. I can give you two tiny examples of, first of all, you need to know a little history. About 50 years ago, doctors said, whoa, people are dying of a heart attack. Let's see what's plugging up those arteries. And they looked inside the arteries, and it was cholesterol. So the war began on cholesterol. But that is not science. That's association. That's like saying, well, every time there's a crime, the police show up, so they probably caused it. Every time there's a fire, the firemen show up, so they probably caused it. The cause of cholesterol is one of God's band-aids. It's a messenger, as we showed in the book, The Cholesterol Hoax. So that when people actually, then what happened was the food industry said, okay, well, we're going to lower cholesterol by giving people vegetable oils. And so when they started doing that, the vegetable oils got rancid. They went bad. So they said, oh, we can hydrogenate them. We'll change them chemically by adding hydrogen ions. So this sounded great, except for one thing. It totally changes the chemistry of the cell membrane, where the gates of hell, where the gates that allow coronavirus to come in, now they are damaged. And they have to be repaired in order to make yourself corona-proof. As another problem, and Harvard researchers warned against this 20 years ago, but the world ignored them. They said, you can't put trans fats. And instead, the FDA said, well, we're going to allow legal lying. Oh, by the way, folks who don't know me, I'm a reference junkie. Everything I say, we have this scientific backup someplace in our 15 years of newsletters, or 15 books and 30 years of newsletters every month reference. Anyway, we have all the scientific backup because I don't say anything unless I can prove it with many, many studies. So anyway, then one of the problems with trans fats is trans fats elevate your cholesterol even more. And they were already worried about cholesterol, so they said, no problem. We have a drug. We're going to use the statins. But the statins turned out to double your incidence of diabetes. They guarantee you'll get Alzheimer's or amnesia, or, which is a cause of sudden accidents that have no explanation. And all this is explained in the previous total wellness issues. So we have now a nation that's unique in that they have the cell membrane, which is sort of like the computer keyboard of the body, where all the information comes out of to either have high blood pressure or diabetes or cancer or Alzheimer's or whatever, or don't have it. And now we have cell membranes that are literally damaged and in need of serious repair, and they have increased receptors for an enzyme called angiotensin converting enzyme, ACE, it's called in short. Why is that important to even mention? Because that's the entry point for the coronavirus. It sticks its spikes. You see those spikes sticking off the coronavirus all over. It sticks those spikes right into the ACE receptors on the cell membrane. So what happens? A normal person only has a few ACE receptors. So they're resistant to the virus. But as soon as you have one diagnosis, one symptom, one medication, you increase those ACE receptors. You can double them, triple them, depending on how much you're on. But don't worry, again, medicine has something for you. For example, if you have high blood pressure, what do they put you on? Diuretic, a beta blocker, and a third poison, an ACE inhibitor, lisinopril or one of its cousins, Entresto, etc. So we, in the United States, we have the unique, we're uniquely involved in trying to poison people to health. And that's not the way to do it. you have to repair those ACE receptors so that, number one, they can get rid of their diabetes, their high blood pressure, their heart failure, their atrial fibrillation, et cetera. And yet, if you go to any doctor and say, well, what are you going to do to help me get rid of my blood pressure? They'll laugh at you because the practice guidelines, which we've reviewed in the newsletter, for all medical specialties in the United States are, doctor, you start with this drug, and then this one, and this one, and when they fail, you go to devices, ablation, stents, implants, whatever, pacemakers, and then you go to surgery. Devices, drugs, devices, and surgery. There's no cure in the United States because the money is in keeping people on the drugs. So once these floodgates have been opened tremendously, because you already have, once you have like high blood pressure, your gates are really open. That's why people who are over 60 or people who are on medications or have other problems have increased risk to the COVID virus. And that's also why now even people who are younger in their 40s, 50s, and 60s are getting it. Look at all the young men who are bald now in their 30s. Their system is already damaged.
So baldness is a sign of a damaged system? Explain that. What do you mean?
Well, all the you know, anything that disturbs the normal physiology. When you look at some of the programs on TV, a lot of the young men in their 20s and 30s, they're already bald because they've grown up on the 7M. You cannot repair the cell membrane without getting off the 7M, and that's in the 2019-2020 newsletter. You just can't. And they're all at prestigepublishing.com or 800-846-6687. So you have to get off the 7M, that's number one, and then you have to repair the cell membrane. And so you have to know what it's made out of, because those gates, the cell membrane, is the determinant of everything. But unfortunately, guess what we've done in the United States? And again, everything is totally referenced. This comes right out of the journal Lipids in Health and Disease just a few years ago. We have created new humans in the United States. You say, what? What happens is, in the last 50 years, because of the trans fatty acids, the 7M, and the statins, we have, and many other medications, we have changed the chemistry of the cell membrane of the human animal in the United States, where the ratio of the healing fats to the non-healing fats, or the fats that foster disease, has been changed 20-fold. In other words, the ratio of, like, for example, omega-6 to omega-3s is 20 to 1 in the average person. And we see this all the time. For 25 years, we've examined the 34 fatty acids in over 1,000 people's blood, and they are literally choked with the wrong fatty acids and starving for the right ones. These are their cell membranes. The ratio should be 1 to 4. We're 20 to 1. It should be 1 to 4. That's health. So we have created new people who are very damaged, but that's okay because we have all these drugs that help poison them, poison a system that's already
Let me ask you about the oil real quick before we get too far down the road. Obviously, a lot of people cook with Crisco or canola oil, whatever. What oil should people cook with?
Olive oil, and they should get off all the omega-6s, safflower, sunflower, etc., soybean oil, unless they know that they are extremely good quality and organic and cold-pressed. But they're starving for omega-3s.
Omega-3 is like cod liver oil. What are some other omega-3s?
Well, a very cheap way to, you know, now a lot of people are having trouble with money because they don't have any job. One of the cheapest ways to get it is sardines, a can of sardines every single day. in olive oil would be fine. Anyway, we'll go into how they can fix those membranes.
I don't like sardines.
That's okay. There are lots of other things. You can buy some canned salmon. Let's go back. If you've been brought up on the 7M because you're an American, and you now have high blood pressure because the 7M causes all chronic disease. That's why we lead the world in it, because we eat the Western diet. So you go to the cardiovascular specialist, and he first puts you on a diuretic. So he's poisoning one of the kidney enzymes. Then your pressure still goes up, you know, in a year or two, because you haven't fixed what's broken. And all this is in the book, The High Blood Pressure Hoax. So then he puts you on a beta blocker, like metoprolol. Well, and then you're fine for a while, and then your pressure keeps going up. So then he puts you on an ACE inhibitor, lisinopril, et cetera, Zestril. Oh, my gosh, there are like 20 names. We could go over them later if you want to. So anyway, all we do is poison in the U.S., all we do is poison a system that's already broken. That's like kicking somebody when they're already down and out. We don't heal or fix anything. And yet, thousands of people have healed their blood pressure with just like the right dose of magnesium or arginine or phosphatidylcholine or fixing the gut or fixing the cell membrane. It depends. We don't all just look different, Dan. We are different biochemically. If you have a room of 100 people with atrial fibrillation or high blood pressure, some of them are totally cleared with magnesium only, some with the arginine, some with PC powders, some with the omega-3s, etc. They're all different. But remember, it's cool. There are only two causes for all disease. Only two. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. And when the toxins go up, that damages and changes everything, as well as whenever the nutrient levels go down, too. So what we want to do after your next break is let them know how they can start to fix these floodgates that are allowing the virus to swarm in the United States, because no one at CDC or anywhere else is talking about this stuff, and I can't understand it. Granted, I'm kind of different. I read 4 hours of molecular biochemistry every day for the last 15 years, but this stuff is well documented by literally hundreds of researchers across the globe. All you have to do is read the last 10 years of the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, or like, for example, just one nutrient we could talk about that is absolutely essential for healing cardiovascular disease and the ACE inhibitors, which are the floodgates for coronavirus to come in. That would be vitamin D. Well, there are articles in the Archives of Internal Medicine, 2007, Journal of the American College of Cardiology, 2003, Journal of Hypertension, 2010, Circulation, 2008, 2002, American Journal of Cardiology, 2006, Lancet, 2007, etc. Where are the U.S. doctors who read? I don't know. Because if you go to any of them and say, Doc, how are you going to heal my blood pressure? How are you going to cure it? They'll tell you, oh, there's no such thing. You have to take these drugs. And that's why we ended up writing the book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? Because we show people how to reverse and cure high blood pressure, atrial fibrillation, heart failure, etc. And on and on it goes. The United States is going to really be slammed.
We got a couple minutes for the break, and then we'll get into some of the specifics you said after the break. How do you get glyphosate out of your system? You know, America has a lot of it. How do you get it out?
Oh, you're absolutely right. Glyphosate, for folks who don't know, is the main metabolite of the weed killer Roundup made by Monsanto, which was then bought by Bayer, if you're German. How to get it out of your system is in the book Detoxify or Die. You start with that, and then you go to the High Blood Pressure Hoax, even if you don't have it, because that has another very important detox parameter, the detoxamine suppositories, which are ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, EDTA, which is cheaper, safer, than IV chelation done at home, because IV chelation will load you up with plastics and they damage your ACE receptors again and make the floodgates open up. So they'll find all of that in the book, The High Blood Pressure Hoax. Even if you don't have high blood pressure, I never leave anybody out when we write a book, because everything is important for all of us, because all it is God's molecular biochemistry of healing. It's just that medicine ignores it. In fact, right now, the Journal of the American Medical Association this week said that they want to reduce the science from 2 years in the first 2 years of medical school to 1 year, because they don't think doctors need it. They can be spend more time in the clinic giving drugs.
What? That's fun. That's laughable. What about coffee enemas?
They're in the book Wellness Against All Odds. It's many things that, many, many more important things than that in there, because, for example, the reason cancer cells are resistant to our immune system, because they secrete a special coating around them. So we show people how to dissolve that off. And it's been known for over 100 years, so that now the cancer cell is naked in the breeze and the body kills it.
Very good. Is selenium a key part of that? Yes or no? Just quickly.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
There's the music.
PrestigePublishing.com. PrestigePublishing.com. Dr. Sherry Rogers, all the great books, and the newsletters, of course. PrestigePublishing.com. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soil. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle Dew products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle Dew Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle Dew Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle Dew products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores all love to eat.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's the Power Mall.
It's very cool. Oh, I love that music. Feel good broadcast. We're having a conversation that one of the callers wants me to play Dr. Rogers in tennis and pickleball. Oh, I love pickleball. I haven't played in a while, though. Have you ever played pickleball, ladies and gentlemen? Pickleball is awesome. You don't have near the running of tennis, and you can play it inside when it's raining. It's really nice. Anyway, where am I going with this? Thepowermall.com, I guess. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. All the great products there over at the Power Mall. The phosphatidylcholine, the detox powder, the vitamin E, the vitamin D3, zinc, selenium, magnesium, Purely C, oregano. You know all the different products. And, you know, things like the Stetzer meter for your house, for EMF radiation, those kind of things. All at thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Getting back to Dr. Rogers, prestigepublishing.com. You can get her fantastic books. You know, there's all her books are great, but there's probably 5, 6, 7 of them that, you know, you need to have in your library as a reference. You just need to have them. And who knows what's going to happen with the internet or whatever. I was talking to Todd this morning, and he was saying how stressed the internet is because everybody's at home. And you can just hear it plain as day. Oh, the next conversation here in the future will be, oh, well, we're running out of internet, so, you know, we're going to have to limit it. You know, oh, well, your radio show's on the internet. I'm sorry. You're taking up vital time. So, you know, grandma can't go on Facebook now because your show's on. So we got to get rid of your show so she can go on Facebook and chat with her children. You don't want to hurt the children, do you? I mean, you can just hear this. You can hear this discussion. That's exactly how it's going to go. Please take advantage of Dr. Sherry Rogers while she's here today. Sometimes you don't realize how valuable somebody, something is until they're gone. This is one of the greatest medical minds, general medical minds we have in this country, is on the air right now. Please value her accordingly. Getting back to you, Dr. Rogers, we got a couple of callers that got some good questions. Do you want to go to them right now, or do you want to kind of talk a little more about America?
Well, we ought to show people what the cell membrane is, the ACE receptor, the gate,
okay,
is made out of.
All right. What is a cell membrane? All right. What is a cell membrane? So people, what is it? Why is it important? Where do these ACE receptors come in?
All right. The cell membrane is just an envelope, a coating around the cell to keep the guts of the cell separated from the rest of the other things that are the matrix in the body. The cell membrane has on it a ton of receptors. It has some for magnesium, the gates that allow magnesium in and out, potassium, zinc, selenium, etc. It controls the flow of all these minerals. It also controls all the hormones and how they get in and how they change the genetics. It controls so much. So we need to zero in on the cell membrane and look at it under a huge microscope, because it is not chemistry just sitting there dead. It is dancing. It is vibrating, resonating. It moves. But if you use cheap nutrients, cheap cod liver oil, cheap fish oils, etc., they don't dance. They don't resonate. They lie there dead, and they don't help you. So the types of nutrients that we have researched over the last 30 years is very important. Now, the core of this membrane, well, first of all, the membrane structure is a scaffold. And what holds it all together? Cod liver oil is one major thing. The only one I would put in my body is Carlson's cod liver oil. It's in glass. I would not do capsules. I would not do tablets because you can't tell if they're rancid. I would not do other brands because the February Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry showed the number one or two brand actually esterified and went bad. So cod liver oil is a basis of the scaffold. The anchor of the cod liver oil is phosphatidylcholine, so PC powder. You have it there, happybodies.com, 1-800-HAPPY-BODIES. They have it. It's a special non-GMO form of phosphatidylcholine powder. Then the guard dog for the cell membrane is the eight forms of E, the four tocopherols, four tocotrienols, and alpha, beta, delta, gamma. And then in order to repair that ACE receptor, because it's so damaged, you must have levels of D3 over 80 nanograms per milliliter, and we'll talk about that later in the eight forms of E. You must have zinc, because that makes up the actual ACE receptor, plus it is crucial in metabolizing the essential fatty acids, and you have to have magnesium, etc. But the core of this whole membrane, guess what it is? It's cholesterol. And in this country, we've beat that all up and gotten rid of it. So that's part of why and how we have changed the chemistry of Americans 20-fold. Their cell membranes now have fatty acids in a ratio of 20 to 1 that should be 1 to 4. We have dramatically created new humans in the United States, but that fuels our drug industry. That's why we're number one user of drugs, but we're not number one in health. We're number 43. You can have better health living in 42 other countries, and the top 10 countries already got slammed by the virus. So guess what's going to happen when it comes here? And if folks are lucky and it sort of burns out from the social isolation, it will come back with a vengeance in the fall or the winter. So at least you have 6 months to catch up on 2019 and 2020 TW and how to cure diabetes, even if you don't have it, because that's the most common deficiencies that we have seen in 30 years in assaying people's 34 fatty acids, their vitamins, minerals, etc., to find out how they got sick. Because remember, there are only two causes. Nutrient levels go down, the toxicity levels go up. So if you assay all of this in the body, in every cell membrane, and then fix it, you have brought people back to health where they don't need any drugs. And that's our whole purpose. I don't need money. I don't need fame. I've had a wonderful career. In fact, I'd much rather be on the tennis court every day, which is where I am, but more often. But I can't stand to see people dying needlessly. We have so many dead friends who believed that their doctors were the end-all, be-all, and they don't understand that all of American medicine is drugs, devices, surgery. You poison it, or then you replace it, or then you just yank it out. But you never cure it, and that's what we're all about, is cure.
Let me interject right there on that point. I have two or three questions I'll get back to. But on that question about doctors' confidence, it's like talking to some of my friends, they have this unnatural, weird, not obsession, or confidence, we'll just use that word, this weird, unnatural confidence in these doctors that is totally unfounded. I can't see how anybody could think that the medical establishment in this country has been overly effective to give such confidence to. Why are we so confident in somebody in a white coat and stethoscope that everything they say must be true?
Well, part of it, we can go back to one of the very fundamental things that most all doctors browbeat patients with, and that is you must be on a statin because our journals show there's a 36% reduction in cardiovascular disease in people who are taking the statins like Lipitor, Crestor, etc. So if you go back to the medical journals that they used to make this statistic, which is what I always do, I go back to and read the whole journal, it turns out it's statistical playground. These are not the actual stats, but it'll give you an idea of what's going on, because I don't want to bother you with decimals. If you take 100 people and give them a statin for a year or 5 years, I think it was 5 years, one person will have a heart attack. If you take 100 people and don't give them a statin for 5 years, two people will get a heart attack. So the difference was 1%. That's the absolute difference. But they don't put that in the medical journals for doctors who don't read the papers. They put the relative difference, and one is 50% of two.
All right, plus, you don't know how many study groups that they actually used before they came up with that number.
It's playing with statistics because they know doctors don't know any statistics and they're not going to read the paper. Well, I already gave you like 20 papers that show that you can't heal anything. Heart disease, cancers, diabetes without adequate levels of vitamin D. But guess what? The normal level of vitamin D on all labs in the United States, LabCorp, Quest, etc., is 30 nanograms per deciliter. That was determined decades ago when blood tests were first discovered. So the government said, we need to find out what a normal is. So you've got a lot of blood kicking around your lab there. So run a test and see where normal range is. So that's how they came out with 30 nanograms per milliliter. That's only to stop you from getting rickets. In order to heal your ACE receptors and make you corona-proof, you have to be over 80 nanograms per milliliter. But the average person isn't smart enough to say, oh, doctor, when you get my blood level, I want to see it. Because he doesn't know that the doctor still thinks 30 is normal. It has no bearing whatsoever, and it will not protect him from the coronavirus.
I mean, I listen to you.
ACE receptors depend upon it.
I mean, before I met you, I had a slight confidence in the medical establishment. I have almost no confidence in the medical establishment now after knowing you. Is it a matter of people just can't believe that they're that wrong?
Well,
I mean,
I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was sicker. I had over 24 incurable things, which
Don't discount yourself, Dr. Rogers.
Okay. Well, they're still considered today incurable. I had to learn how to get rid of them. And so in the process of doing that, I ended up with four specialties. One of my specialties, makes doctors repeat their certification exams every 6 or 7 years. I actually had to take a week off to memorize the wrong answers, because if I put we cured asthma, high blood pressure, atrial fib, etc., diabetes every day, I would have failed. Need this drug.
That is stunning. That is more than stunning. That is gross. That is that makes me. Anyway, let me get back to what we're talking about. You talked about the virus in the winter, fall, winter is going to come back. Is that because it's going to mutate, or why do you say that it's going to come back worse?
Well, that's kind of the what happens with viruses. A lot of things. One of the things is your vitamin D level goes down in the winter. So that's absolutely crucial. You can't heal those floodgates, the ACE receptors, where the spikes of the coronavirus insert into our cells and then inject their virus into our cells so that it can duplicate. The A virus is a hunk of genetic material. It's not an entire cell. So it has to be injected somehow into our cells and then hijack our chemistry so that it can replicate.
We got a couple of callers. They've been waiting very patiently. Let's get them on. I think they got some really important questions. First, we got John in Michigan. John in Michigan, you're live on the air. Quickly, what's your question, sir? Todd, is he still there? Do we still got him?
Well, we heard his question before at the commercial. He wanted to know. He was very smart. John was, and he
is he there?
He
is
realized...
Can you hear us?
I'm here.
Oh, there you go, John. Is that John or Dave?
It's Dave.
All right, Dave, go ahead.
Hey,
with the question.
Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, no, the question is, and whoever had that idea of you playing pickleball and golf or wherever against Sherry, I got my money on her, okay?
Thank you, Dave.
You know why? The ageism crap, okay, I ain't going for that. She's well-skilled. And if you do it, you're going to be the girl. Now, what kind of a man would that be? Okay, so let's go on. There's a guru on one of the home shopping channels or whatever, and they're out there saying that alpha tocopherol. You know, they're bragging about that. But as you know, Sherry has said before, that's only one form of vitamin E. So, you know, I always look at, you know, if you're such a professional, then you know all this stuff. How come you don't know that it's only one form of it? And
right,
it's like trying to run your 8-cylinder car on 1 cylinder, which you basically have said before. And Daniel, I hope you repent and apologize to the person you're talking to, not me, but her, because I think she will beat you on a tennis court.
Well, we'll see if maybe one day we'll find out. I don't know. It'd be great. That I would just have a great time with Dr. Rogers. It'd be fantastic. All right, Dr. Rogers, any comment on that? People are out there spouting these one forms.
Vitamin E is the protector of the ACE gateways. In other words, it fights off anything bad coming toward it. Vitamin E is 8 entities. 4 tocopherols, alpha, beta, delta, gamma, 4 tocotrienols. You cannot heal anything, cardiovascular disease, cancers, diabetes, etc., without all 8 forms. But a couple of years ago, the Journal of the American Medical Association did a very sloppy article, and what they did was they only used 1 form of vitamin E, alpha tocopherol, like Dave was saying. And that's as stupid as going to the car dealer and saying, I want to buy a new Beamer, but I can only afford 1 out of every 8 parts, and, oh, I expect the car to work. So what they did was the Journal of the American Medical Association only used 1 of 8 forms. They underdosed it. I think it was synthetic, too. And they used it for too short a period. And worst of all, they always use nutrients as a solo act like they're a drug. This is not how God harmonized the orchestration of our biochemistry in the body. They all work together. So the bottom line, which is the conclusion, the only part that doctors read, said, oh, vitamin E doesn't help. In fact, it even increased the prostate cancer. And we showed in the newsletter how actually those researchers were so incredibly ignorant that not only did they broadcast their biochemical ignorance to the entire world, but they actually created the prostate cancer. They've done the same thing in the Journal of the American Medical Association, which I prefer to call the Journal of Atrocious Medical Advice. They did the same thing with vitamin D. They underdosed it. They used it for too short a time. They used it as a solo nutrient, like a drug. We've gone into all of this stuff in the newsletters. And so it came out that people don't need D. You can't heal your gates.
Oh, my gosh.
The corona enters without D, zinc, mag, and the 8 forms of E.
I mean, Dr. Rogers, if they come to that conclusion, to me, I'm listening to what you're saying, then that paper or that whoever put that out, they have no legitimacy to me at all. They become completely illegitimate.
The American Medical Association is filled with these things. So that's why we refute them in our newsletter over the years. Every time I find them, then I read the entire paper and explain to people what was wrong. Because when you go to your doctor, you're going to hear, oh, well, vitamin E doesn't help anything. Oh, my gosh, and vitamin D doesn't. And zinc, what the heck do you need that for? You can't heal anything without those. But go ahead.
No, anybody who's listening, and especially new listeners, are probably like, wow, this is some really strong talk. Look, when they tell you that vitamin D, it doesn't help you, they publish this study, what am I supposed to think? They're illegitimate. This is an illegitimate opinion that they are putting on you and hurting your health and hurting you. What am I supposed to think about this establishment? What am I supposed to think about this network?
You know what you're supposed to think? It's BS, bad science. These people in Journal of the American Medical Association have broadcast their incredible ignorance about the molecular biochemistry that God designed in the human body so that we can heal against all odds. And because they are of the understanding that drugs are the answer for everything. And drugs merely work by poisoning a particular pathway that's already broken. And that's why they're trying to look for a drug for the ACE receptor, where the coronavirus sticks its spike right in to the cell so that it can inject the virus into our cells so that it can now hijack our materials, our chemistry, so it can duplicate and thrive in there, and then it bursts out of the cell to infect all of our other cells. People who are on blood pressure medicines, diabetes, atrial fib, etc., heart failure, they have more ACE receptors than anyone else. That's why they're more at risk. They can get rid of them by healing the cell membrane, healing the ACE receptors, healing the gates of hell that are allowing the virus into the human body.
Wow. We got John. We did get John back. John, just quickly, got a few minutes. Great to have you on. Welcome. What's your question for Dr. Rogers?
Yes, with the ease, doctor. Bless you, too, by the way. I have one that has the beta, delta, gamma, and then it has the alpha, and it says it contains soy. Is that a source of E? What source should we be getting our E from?
Yeah, no, that would be fine, because even the source of the PC powder, phosphatidylcholine, which is the anchor for the cod liver oil, that's often sourced from lecithin-type things and soybean. But you want non-GMO, because the GMO, genetically modified, is part of the 7M. The 7M, you cannot heal anything until you first get rid of the 7M, and that's in the 2019 to 2020 Total Wellness. And in fact, didn't we give you a code of P115P, Prestige115Publishing.com, and people can get a 15% discount on the Total Wellness electronic issue. Oh, and the cool thing is they can order the electronic issues 2019 and 20 at home. They can get them electronically. They don't have to touch anything. Nobody touched anything. Nobody has infected anything, and they can get smarter.
Okay, with the D, doctor, you mentioned a powder to activate it or to go along with the D. And what source of D would be the best?
The best D, we've measured D for over 30 years in thousands of people. I consult with our readers of the books and the newsletters on the telephone in 24 countries every week. And so we've examined over 1,000 of these, and we find that 10,000, I like Carlson's D3, 10,000 of D3 Monday through Friday brings most people up to a therapeutic level of 80 nanograms per deciliter. And then, you know, people will say, oh, well, my doctor gave me 50,000 to do once a week. Well, yeah, then tell him he ought to eat all of his food for 1 week on one day, too, because that's about how smart he is.
We, John, appreciate it. We got one more caller.
There was a powder, though.
Oh, the powder is PC powder, phosphatidylcholine. That's,
yeah.
Dan has that there at the Power Mall. They have it at 1-800-HAPPY-BODIES or happybodies.com. Those are the only two places I know that have it, but there might be others.
There you go, John. Thank you. We got one more caller I want to sneak in real quick. Jeff in Indiana. Jeff in Indiana, just quickly.
Hey, Dr. Rogers. Thanks so much. Just wanted to ask if you're familiar with the Rosita Real Foods brand instead of Carlson's, because Carlson's destroys their cod liver oil with molecular distillation, and the Rosita that comes directly from Norway does not. So you should probably take a look and see if that's a better option.
Well, to tell you the truth, I've never heard of the Rosita, but there were other there are a lot of things that I do that are unnatural. 1 year, I found a 5-year-old outdated bottle of Carlson's cod liver oil in the back of one of the refrigerators of one of the houses, and I couldn't resist it, the little scientist in me, and I tasted it. It was just as fresh as the first day. And plus, we've been measuring people's 34 fatty acids. You want to have your level over 200 for over 30 years. And so we see the results of the Carlson, plus I see the results of others. For example, the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, February, showed that one of the leading brands, I won't mention it, but it is in the newsletter, esterified and went bad, and it didn't work in the body. And so anyway, that's where I am, but I'm always eager to look at other things and learn more, because that's all I do is learn.
Rosita,
every day. So
is it Jeff, R-O-S-I-T-A? How do you spell it?
Yep, R-O-S-I-T-A, realfoods.com, and they have all their oxidation studies there, and you guys can
go through the frequently asked,
you know, all the statistics in there, yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
That's there's the music starting. Dr. Rogers, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I am so honored to have you on and your information. Last word, you got about 10 seconds.
Okay, make yourself corona-proof and make yourself too smart to fail.
There you go. What more could you want right now? Stay safe, ladies and gentlemen. Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. God bless. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.